And now, the life of Mary Southern. Yesterday, Phyllis Stratford, Mary's invalid sister-in-law, realized her most cherished dream when she met Dr. DeRoy, a famous European specialist. Mary, with the aid of Cheney, the mysterious gangster, persuaded the doctor to come to Sanders in the hope that he may help Phyllis to walk again. Cheney disappeared as suddenly as he came out, but Mary is worried because she knows that if Cheney were arrested, Max would have to return to jail to stand trial on a gambling charge in which he was involved with Cheney. Max had really tried to be a helpful Henry, to round up the gang, but his intentions were misunderstood, and the authorities still believe he is one of the gambling syndicate. It is mid-afternoon, the day following Dr. DeRoy's meeting with Phyllis. Mary has left Dr. DeRoy at the office of Dr. Benson, Phyllis's family physician, and she has just dropped into Daddy Stratford's hotel. The friendly old man isn't behind the desk, and Mary rings the little bell he would use to summon the bellboy, if he had a bellboy.
Run, please! Run!
Yes, yes, I'm coming. I'll be right there. Buddy doesn't get time to do anything with business rushing so. Hello, Mary.
So business is rushing, eh, Daddy? Well, I don't see anyone around.
Well, you've come in an off hour.
Oh.
This hostelry's got three guests.
Oh.
We got a Mr. Julius Maple who's selling the elite shop some new wash goods.
Mm-hmm.
Billy Andrews putting up here while his kids get out of measles quarantine. And last but first, we got our big celebrity, Dr. DeRoy.
Well, now you just remember that I brought you his business. I told Dr. DeRoy that your hotel was the best in town.
Well, okay.
But he doesn't know it's the only one in town.
No. You don't have to go and tell him that.
No, I won't, Well, aren't you going to ask me to sit down?
Well, I guess maybe I will. I was a little bit mad at you, Mary, but...
Why, Daddy?
Well, come on, sit down. I'll forget it.
Now, tell me, what did I do?
It wasn't what you did, it's what you didn't do. You've been away to Chicago and knows what all happened, and you ain't told me hardly nothing.
Well, Daddy, I haven't had a chance. I was so busy yesterday, and Doctor had dinner with us last night. I barely had time to catch my breath.
Guess maybe I'm too darn nosy anyway, Mary.
Oh, no, you're just interested. And we'd all be mad if you weren't. Now, what do you want to know?
Well, I'd like to know if that Cheney really kidnapped Dr. DeRoy. Max said that he was the one got him over to see you. And if that gangster did any getting over, I've got my suspicions.
Oh, my story has certainly become exaggerated in the telling. No, Daddy, Cheney didn't do any actual kidnapping. And he's not a gangster.
Well, I'd like to know what he is, then.
He's a man who's made a few mistakes, and he acts a little hard. But he's not a gangster.
You women make me sick. You're always sticking up for some fella that don't deserve it. Now, that guy got Max into a heap of trouble.
He wants to give himself up. Max told you that.
Yes, yes. And this is certainly a swell time to barge into jail. Max would be out of circulation while they had the trial, and by the time he was free again, old Parrot Claude Proust would be running the new factory deal.
Oh, it's one of those things where right is wrong and wrong is right. We shouldn't influence him to evade the law, and yet, as you say, Max will be in a terrible position if Mr. Cheney does get caught.
Well, I guess it's mostly up to the good Lord. But the Lord ain't told me to tell the sheriff Cheney was in town the other night, and I ain't going to.
We'll simply have to let Mr. Cheney work it out for himself, Daddy. We have enough on our minds right now with Phyllis.
Did the doctor tell you anything yet?
No, he's with Dr. Benson now, looking at the x-rays.
Yeah.
Then he's going over and have a chat with her.
Well, he ain't rushing the case, that's what I like. He's taking his time with our girl.
Mm-hmm, it's such valuable time, too, Daddy. I saw Mr. Barton on the way up here, and he told me that Dr. DeRoy postponed some important lectures in Europe to stay here with Phyllis.
Yeah, he's a swell guy, all right. And I'm betting you'll find some way to help her.
I'm sure he will.
Say, Mary, darling, I wonder if you'd do me a favor.
Certainly, dear. What?
Well, it's a little chambermaiden. You know, I'm kind of short of help, and I've been trying to make the beds myself.
I know the beds you made.
Yeah. Ain't so hard.
No.
Well, now, you suppose you could give me a hand, especially on Dr. DeRoy's?
Well, if you coax me real hard, I might.
Oh, I'll do better than that. I'll come over and make up your bed sometime.
I'll let you do that someday when I'm good and mad at that. Is the linen upstairs, Daddy?
Well, use the same sheets, Mary. They just slept in them once.
All right, Daddy. Mr. Cheney.
Mrs. Sanders, not so loud.
Well, how did you ever...
Wait a minute. Let me close this door first, then we can talk. Okay, that's more private.
Mr. Cheney, how did you get in here?
Through the back way. That lock was a cinch to open.
Well, someone must have seen you.
Nah. Wasn't a soul around. Came up the alley.
Why did you come?
I want to know what happens with the little lady. Has that doc done anything for her?
Not yet. He's examining her Monday.
I see. You think she's got a chance?
He can't tell. Mr. Cheney, your coming here was such a dangerous thing to do.
No worry. I'm not going to let any two-bit cops catch me. I figured I'd spend the night here.
In the hotel?
Yeah, why not? There's plenty of room. I wouldn't check in regular. The old gent wouldn't even know about it. Well, I'd leave money to pay for the room and a dresser, and I'd beat it in the morning.
But something always happens to plans like that, and if you were found here, Daddy Stratford would be in trouble for harboring a... Well...
It's all right, you can say it. A criminal. Okay, then I'll beat it.
I hate to ask you to do it.
I don't let it bother you, Mrs. Sanders. I know what you mean about putting the old gent on the spot. I don't want to do that.
Where are you going now?
Slip out the back way like I came.
Hey,
and I...
Hey, Mary.
Daddy's coming upstairs. What do we do?
You go out and see what he wants. I'll stay here.
Mary, where are you?
I hate to deceive him, but... Oh, well, all right. Here I am, Daddy. What is it?
Doc Benson's downstairs and he wants to see you.
Well, all right, Daddy. I'll be down in just a minute.
Well, don't fuss with the beds, honey. Any way you do them is good enough.
Well, I'll have them finished in no time, Daddy.
What's up, Mrs. Sanders?
Mr. Cheney, Dr. Benson's downstairs and wants to see me.
Oh, that's swell. I'll stick around long enough to see if... Maybe he knows something about the little lady.
Well, all right. Hello, John.
Hello, Mary.
All finished with Dr. DeRoy so soon?
Yes, for the time being.
Well, what's he think, John? Can he get our Phyllis fixed up?
Well, he went over a case history today and examined the x-rays.
Well, doesn't he say anything?
Well, you can't tell about those things, Eddie. He can't make a definite statement, Mary. Not yet.
Well, but, didn't he drop a little hint as to how he felt about her?
Oh, he made a few comments, but as I said, nothing definite.
John, you're trying to spare our feelings, aren't you? Something was said. I can see it in your face.
Let's have it, son. Tell us the truth. Mary and I can take it.
Well, Mary, Dr. DeRoy feels the same way as I do.
How's that?
He doesn't think Phyllis can be cured.
Dr. Benson, Dr. DeRoy, Phyllis still has her face, and it will be interesting to see if faith and courage is more powerful than your skill. In the meantime, what is Cheney going to do? Give himself up and destroy all hope for Mary and Max?